Well, good morning. I hope and pray that you're keeping well and fit and healthy and coping with all the isolation and restriction. As I record this for the morning devotionals, just this morning, Captain Tom Moore has just finished his 100 laps of his house and passed over the finishing line, raising, he hoped initially, £1,000. It's now over £12 million for the National Health Service. An amazing feat at almost 100 years of age. But it does remind us, of course, of the amazing work done by our frontline key health workers. And so we are praying for those in hospitals, in pharmacies, and keeping the country going and moving, and we are praying for you. We have a list of our key workers that are connected to Bali, and so we keep praying for you on a daily basis. Many times in Scripture, of course, we read the words, "It came to pass," and we can say that over this coronavirus, it hasn't come to stay. It's come to pass, and we will get out of the other side. And we will have days of rejoicing. I do believe personally that one of the reasons for this coronavirus is a thunderclap, a loud thunderclap from heaven, calling us to repent and realign our lives with the Word of God. And maybe we need to be thinking of how we're living our lives. I want to share just a little thought with you today. I hope you've been enjoying these devotions morning by morning. Thank you to all the elders and Nigel Kissick and those that have been doing them. We really appreciate it. I've certainly been enjoying them. But I'm bringing you this morning to Psalm number 34. Let me give you a wee bit of the background. You probably know it of Psalm 34. Let me take you back to Sunday school days. And let me take you to the story of David and Goliath. What wonderful story that is of David, the little shepherd boy, being called to the front line to bring provisions for his brothers, and ended up with a sling and heading out to the front line to face Goliath. And that great victory brought David triumph, but it also brought trouble. And that's where the start of this Psalm 34 story starts, because the trouble he had was from different sources. There was the problems from Saul, who would hound David the rest of Saul's life across the Judean hillside. There was also problems with the Philistines, because David had killed their hero. And David, when he was on the run from Saul, when he thought he was under severe danger, he went to Gath in the country of the Philistines to seek safety and asylum there from the anger and hatred of Saul. But when he went to Gath, he was recognized. And he was brought before the king, Achish, and he had to act as if he was mad. And he was foaming at the mouth. And the king believed the act and chased him out of the country and sent him home. 1 Samuel 21, I think you'll find that. Back in Judea, in this famous cave of Adullam, David lifted his pen and wrote this psalm, Psalm 34. So it was after a time of embarrassment. It was after a time of fear. It was after a time of having to live by his wits. And that's when he comes to write this particular psalm. I'm going to read the first 8 verses this morning. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Ending a reading there at verse number 8. But the little thought that I want to bring to you is found in the last verse. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Many of us are fond of our food. Maybe you have a spicy palate and you like spicy food. Or maybe you have a savoury palate. Or maybe you have a sweet palate and you're addicted to chocolate and sweets and things like that. And this world has an appetite. It has an appetite for sin. It has an appetite for materialism. It has an appetite for pleasure. It has many appetites. But the psalmist, as he writes, says that every believer should have a spiritual appetite. Should have a appetite, a hunger to feast on the things of God. And as we look at this verse, we can see what the menu is like. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. We can taste the goodness of God. Even in a time of isolation, even when we feel our back is to the wall, we can say, our Lord is good. He is for us, not against us. And so we rejoice in the goodness of God today. And we rejoice that no matter what we are facing, he will walk with us through it. He will not abandon us. He will not say, well, I'll see you at the other side of the trouble. No, no, he will walk with us. He will never leave our side. Maybe you're not a Christian. You don't know what it's like to have the Lord with you and in you. And maybe this coronavirus will make you think of your spiritual condition. But for the child of God, we have that spiritual appetite. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. We can taste the goodness of God. But not only so, we can taste the blessings of God. It says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And we can see the blessings of God. His goodness is, his blessings are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. He will give us what we need for the moment. He will give us all that we require. He will not cause us to struggle needlessly. But rather, even when we struggle, he has a purpose and a plan to help us through it and to mould us and shape us through it. But there's another one as well. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good, the goodness of God. Blessed is the man, the blessings of God, that trusteth in him. We can think of the power of God. Trusting, we can trust in him. He is able. He is strong. He is sovereign. And so we can rest on the power of God. He's bigger than the coronavirus. He's bigger than the pains and the aches and the troubles. He's bigger than the worries and the anxieties. He's bigger than it all. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Maybe like David, you're going through a crisis time. Maybe you've been struggling. Maybe you've been living by your wits and just going from moment to moment and wondering how it all will work out. Here's what the Lord is saying to your heart and mine this morning. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Focus on Christ. Feed on him. Enjoy his goodness, for he is good. Enjoy his blessings that are new every morning, and enjoy his power. That's why the Lord Jesus came that first Christmas and went to the cross that first Easter. That is why he died on the cross and rose again from the dead, that we might trust him. And in trusting him, we get an appetite for him, and we can enjoy the goodness and the blessings and the power of God. Oh, may we feast on him today. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that at this very strange time of restriction and limitation, we can turn to thee. We do so in the name of thy Son, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. We come in his merit, in his name. And Father, we do pray for our health service that is feeling the pressure. We pray for every worker, every doctor, every nurse. We pray for those working in pharmacy. We pray for those working around the hospital to keep everything running smoothly. We pray for them today. We pray for those who have been infected by this virus. Father, we pray, whether in isolation, whether in an incubator or ventilator, we pray that, Father, you will draw especially near and bring your healing touch. Father, we pray for those who are isolated and high risk and are fearing this virus. Father, we trust that you will put a hedge around them. Keep them safe, we pray. Father, we pray for those who are at their wits' end with family in the house and trying to think up new ideas to keep them amused. We pray for them today, feeling that stress. We pray for those worried about their business and their work and whether they'll have a job to go back to after this is all over, and it causes anxiety and worry and fear. Father, we pray that you will draw near, that you will save those that are lost, that you will encourage those that are fearful, and that you will bless your people this day. So, our Father, we commit this day to thee, seeking your blessing, for we ask it all, giving thanks, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.